This is Todd Hockenberry with
Dan Tyer.
Welcome to Inbound to Grow, a podcast for leaders who want to grow better and see their company become an inbound organization. Our goal for this podcast is to share the latest ideas, strategies, and real-life stories that will help your business grow. We want to help you create an amazing company culture, develop effective business strategies, and deliver outstanding customer experiences. In other words, be more inbound. Check out inboundtogrow.com. That's inbound, the number two, grow.com for the show notes and other helpful info, including all of our social media and contact information. And we love hearing from you. We also want to let everybody know that we're going to be relaunching Inbound to Grow as part of a new podcast called The Industrial Executive. And the goal of this new podcast is to focus on our primary persona, the B2B executives, and their issues. This certainly is going to include inbound and inbound organization concepts, but not exclusively. We're going to expand our thinking and our topics to include a lot of other issues that are on B2B executives' plates. Our format's going to change a little bit. We're going to start interviewing B2B executives, as well as adding some shows that are similar to the format that you're used to for Inbound to Grow with Dan and I. And we hope you choose to follow the new combined show. We'll add links to the new show and update this on the website and on our social media as we move forward. So Dan, our question for today is, what do inbound and technology have to do with one another?
Wow. Well, first of all, super excited about the new format. Love doing the podcast and see how it's evolving, right? I get updates all the time about requests for more interviews. So super excited about the focus on the industrial executive. And, you know, in 2019, every company is a technology company, even if you're a nonprofit, even if you're a like yoga instructor. Right? The foundation of technology becomes super important. And in this age of buyer control, disruptions not just driven by technology, but by the companies that use this technology to create a superior and hopefully remarkable, memorable customer experience. And I found there's a couple of like guidelines, right? First of all, your technology, if you offer technology, needs to be simple for everyone, right? It needs to be simple to download. Right, you lose me, Todd. If you ask me to download something, it doesn't download.
I know you don't even get. There's no instructions anymore with anything, right? Remember getting manuals and instructions. Everything's like just quick start guide. It's got to be that easy to use, right? Nobody wants to read a manual.
I know. I was on stage last week, and I was asked the millennials, "Have you ever heard of a manual?" And they're like, "What? A manual? It used to come with your like blender. It used to come with your radio." And they're like, no, what's that? And I'm like, we don't use them anymore, right? I don't know when they phased out, right? But like having to actually read something on how to use it, how to assemble it, doesn't make any sense, right? If I can't use it out of the box, and if I can't jump into the technology and immediately understand how to like leverage it, it's just not going to work, right? I know HubSpot as a company has spent a ton of time and effort to make sure when people log into the HubSpot free CRM, that there's a process where they can easily understand, right, exactly how to move from one step to the next to get your team actively involved in using the technology. And it makes perfect sense, right? You don't want to download something that's too hard, right? That's a speed bump. That's a pothole, right? But if you download something, they're like, oh, this is easy. This is cool. This, I'm like productive in the first 20 minutes. Now, all of a sudden, you're leaning into the freemium kind of onboarding experience. The other thing is, you asked a good question in the conversation before we jumped to the podcast. Does this mean the technology that you're selling or the technology you're using? And for me, I think it's almost more important that it's the technology that you're using. Not everybody sells software. And of course, lots of our podcast listeners are selling lasers and freight and real estate and all that kind of stuff, right? But when you're using technology, you have to use like the same kind of guidelines. So first of all, it's got to be simple for everyone to use. Second of all, we want to automate the redundant and like low value work, right? So you can concentrate more on your customer. Things like follow-up emails. And things like calling through your CRM. Like, Todd, remember when you were like a bag carrying salesperson 20 years ago and you would like take notes in your notebook and then you'd have to manually enter them into your CRM?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember the days before CRMs.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Well, once you have a CRM, the whole idea is one place for people to go. Right. But I tell you, I probably still have boxes and boxes of stuff that I had in my car and notes that I took where I would cycle in and would say, all right, I'm going to spend Sunday afternoon and enter these in. Right. And I don't know. Do people still do that? It just seems like so archaic to me. Right. With HubSpot CRM, you just call through the CRM. And every time I send an email, I got this little widget that automatically appends the email directly into my CRM. So that manual typing information is no longer there. Right. And then we talk about lead intelligence. Right. If you've got anybody who's left your sales organization. Right. Today's buyer in 2019, if I cycle in and I go, Todd, I see that in March of 2019, you had a little bit of a blip. Right. That you had to call into support three times. Now, all of a sudden, the dopamine in your brain is like, wow, this guy knows who I am. I'm pretty important. I'm pretty special. Right. If I don't say that and you have to bring it up, now you're mildly upset. Not really upset, but you just have a different frame of mind. So lead intelligence, lead notifications, even things as simple as the meetings tool, all of these are designed, right, to ensure that you can focus on the customer, you can focus on solving this customer problem, and you're in a better position to bear hug that customer in a positive fashion. And then you also want to automate simple, low-content ways for the customer to interact. Right. So when was the last time you used a chatbot, Todd?
I use them pretty regularly. I'm still pretty good with, I like the phone. I like the personal touch, but I will use chatbots. I've had a couple with some financial institutions that I've worked with recently that I thought were excellent. American Express actually comes to mind. The ones that can get you to the answer quickly are really great. And I like the integration with the kind of AI knowledge-based stuff in chatbots. And then when you get to a point, you can actually get a person in. So I like that interaction. It's oftentimes certainly better than sitting on hold because you can more easily multitask. But yeah, I like chatbots.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you sat on hold? Not for me. I'm not sitting on hold, right? Hold for me is 30 seconds. Right. You and I have made fun of the fact that we've been on in the old days. Right. We're on the phone for 45 minutes. Your wife is saying, why are you pacing back and forth? Or why do I hear that music, the Christmas music coming out of your phone? And you're like, you're on hold. For me, on hold is 30 seconds. Right. And then forget about it. I want to go to a chatbot. I want to say, what's the status of my order? OK, what's the issue? Why is this problem exist? Right. And I want an immediate either somebody to pick up the phone in 15 seconds. I can't answer that question. Please hold. And then a nice sounding person picking up the phone, or somebody says, oh, Mr. Tyler, how are you doing? The status of your order. Right. It shipped 2 days ago. Boom. Here's the tracking number. Here's the link to UPS. Boom. To get it an updated understanding of where it's at. And that is totally cool. And of course, those conversations. Right. Where you're going from chatbot into the to a personal kind of interaction and then over to email. It all has to be kind of integrated. Right. The other thing that happened, this is pretty cool. I was working with a customer last week and he was asking me some questions about the HubSpot technology. And I didn't know. So I went to the HubSpot knowledge base. I'm like, hold on a second. Let's see if we can diagnose this while I'm on the call. He wanted to know about parent, teacher, teens. He had multiple pipelines in the CRM, and he's like, I want to embed one of the pipelines so that certain people can see all the pipelines and only certain people can see their own pipeline. And I'm going, okay, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Let's see if we can find out. I pull up the HubSpot knowledge base. I put in, I think it was team classification or something like that. Boom, I got the answer right there. I go, according to our knowledge base, the guy goes, you just found that? I'm like, yeah, right? I just want to, and of course, the whole idea of a knowledge base is to make it easier so I don't have to wait on hold. So I can go right to the content. So I could self-serve right in 45 seconds. Now, first of all, I didn't have to call somebody. I could figure it out myself. Second of all, I liked it. right? Because I'm thinking, wow, I could figure out myself. Third of all, I'm walking away going, that's pretty cool. If I can figure out that myself, then I have don't have to worry about too much other stuff. So in our book, Inbound Organization, we talk about one view of the customer for everything, right? For salespeople, especially if you have multiple salespeople involved, for systems engineers, for people who are onboarding, for account management, for support. And my feeling today is this isn't a nice to have. This is a have to have. It's the foundation for getting more business because it's the flywheel, right? Have we talked about the flywheel on this podcast?
We have a little bit. I think that what you're bringing up here with the centralized view of the customer is the one that I see over and over. Companies try to kind of bolt on technology, but they're afraid or they miss the connection between this kind of centralized view and then the inbound organization approach, where if everybody touches the customer, especially things like customer success after the sale, if you're trying to build an ongoing relationship and upsell and cross-sell and keep them happy and build that relationship and make sure their customer's successful, those people have to know everything that's going on, whether it's in accounting and billing or invoicing or shipping or service. They have to know how they came in through marketing. They have to know if they're on the website, right? I just see so many companies that are afraid or reluctant to do that because they have these legacy systems that are kind of bolted together, which their systems create silos in their process and prevent people in one department from seeing what happened in another department, which causes them to lose business.
Yep. The reason I love the flywheel is because everybody likes more word of mouth customers. And Todd, I know you get a ton of word of mouth customers. Would you say that's your biggest way of generating new business?
Yes, referrals, word of mouth, yes.
Yeah,
whether it's from...
Saying Eric from Blue Leads recommended you, or Dan Tyer suggests you should call. And why do you like word of mouth leads so much?
High credibility, easier sales cycle, higher positioning, more of an expert, better opportunity to get to the right people and be able to help at the highest level, which is best for them and best for me. Don't waste time prospecting. You get to the decision maker faster. I could go on and on. There's lots of great reasons.
Yeah. And it turns out you're not alone, right? Everybody likes more word of mouth customers. So the thing is, you've got to get more great fit customers, and then you have to incent your customers to get those word of mouth. So the flywheel is key going into next year, right? Defining those good fit customers. And then I've seen you do it multiple times. And of course, we have a chapter in the book, the Dave Winehouse chapter, about turning down bad fit customers.
Yep.
Right, and making sure that all of your customers are happy. The thing we were talking about in the pre-meeting is that in the old days, I would say, like, Todd, I'm not really sure. Like, we're having a little difficulty with our relationship. I'm not really happy. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to leave, right? There's too many other folks, right, who are out there who I perceive can do the same thing. So everybody's customers are under siege.
And one other point I'd make about the flywheel idea is that if you're going to get this thing building momentum and kind of moving of its own energy, it is your customers. That's critical, but it's also your entire ecosystem. I get referrals from partners, people that are at HubSpot. I get referrals from people that are in the banking industry or in the accounting world, finance, right? They know what I do. They know who we help the most. And I've made sure I've educated them and helped them. And then in return, when they see somebody that has the kind of issues that we solve or problems we address, we become top of mind and they refer us. So it's not just your customers. It's your entire ecosystem. Your entire ecosystem, number one, needs to know who your ideal persona is. Number two, they need to know exactly how you help them and the problems you solve in simple, concise, memorable ways so that they can refer you, right? Those are the kind of keys to me to being referable. And it's an intentional thing that you kind of cultivate through your entire ecosystem.
Well, that's the key, right? In the old days, I would ask people, what's your strategy for getting more word of mouth? They're like, what do you mean? I don't have a strategy. How do I get a strategy? And today you can use technology, right? Inbound technology to make sure that you're always gauging your customer's level of happiness. So if they call into the help desk and you solve the problem, you want to ask them, can you just post that on social media? Can you just post a review? Can you just reinforce our knowledge base? If they're not happy, you're like, ooh, How come you're not happy? You catch it before you fester. And then finally, if they're ambivalent, you're like, okay, how can I improve the process? Right? That level of micro detail through your technology makes all the difference in the world. Now, Todd, you came up with this question in the pre-meeting notes about if it's too difficult to deal through technology, does it enhance the client experience?
Yeah, the question's really, you've got to look in the mirror, right? I mean, are you, and we've said this on, I think, two of the three of the last episodes, is essentially shop yourself. Put yourself in your customer's shoes, in your prospect's shoes, and does the technology you throw up in front of them make it easy to deal with them, or does it enhance the client experience, right? Technology is a big part of that. And it was great this week, just this week, Seth Godin came out with a blog post. And I think the title is There a Marketing Person Leading the IT Team? Which I absolutely love, because in our back office chapter, we kind of take off on some IT people that have, in my experience, have stood in the way of their company moving forward. And he asked the simple question, is there a marketing person on your IT team? And I'd love that, because that's embedding your customer in a critical department that doesn't tend to be customer oriented. I can't tell you how many IT people have said that their customer is the internal customer. It's the IT manager, director, or it's the finance director if they're in that department, or it's the maybe it's the sales department they consider their customer. I have never heard an IT person say that their customer was the company's customer, and that they were there to help their customers have a better experience. I've just never heard it. If anybody's heard it, I'd love to hear the story. But,
That's one of your pet rocks. You're always talking about the IT organization and how they're not customer focused, right? I just saw my buddy Mike Volpe. My buddy Mike Volpe just went from the CMO of a cybersecurity company to the CEO of a fast-growing startup. Right. And you've gone on like record of saying more marketers have to lead. Right. It's a perfect example. He wrote an article for business.com about what I learned moving from CMO to CEO. Right. Which is pretty seminal, which is exactly what you said in 2018 was going to start happening. And I agree. There is a lot there. Right. And you and I've talked about, I've got a slide in my presentation. Marketing is everything. Marketing used to be like 5% of customer acquisition. Now it's your brand, and now it's buyer personas. Now it's your employee personas. It's inbound recruiting. It's your image. It's everything. It's amazing.
Well, there's two key aspects of technology as it relates to inbound in my mind, right? It's what you use internally, technology to give your team that centralized view of the customer so that they can deliver the experience, and then what you use externally to engage prospects and customers. And again, technology is either going to enhance that experience, whether it's your employee experience or externally, whether it's your prospect or your customer experience. Internally, I can tell you, handcuffing good people with bad systems is a recipe for driving them away. If they can't do their job to the level they want, and they end up spending too much time and overhead fighting the internal systems to get basic jobs done, then believe me, the best salespeople, the best marketers, the best people you could find are going to go.
Another Todd Hockenberryism, right? Giving good people bad systems. What's the end part of that? Is it disaster? Is it a recipe for disaster? Because it is.
It's a recipe for churn on your employees. They're going to leave.
Ooh, is a recipe for churn. All right, put that one on Twitter and on LinkedIn. That is another. That's awesome. And it's true, right? And we spent all this time and effort recruiting good quality people. You know they're good quality people. You wouldn't hire them. Then you give them crappy systems where they don't have access to the information, right? That is a recipe for disaster, whatever you said, much more eloquently. All right, we're coming up on the 20-minute mark, so we got to like finish all our notes.
Gotcha. Okay. Our quote from the book today is from one of our favorite companies, Fat Merchant. Liz Conant, the director of marketing there, says, inbound thinking pervades everything for us from product development to customer service to technology. We built the product based on the specific feedback of our members and the problems they wanted to solve and the relationships we have and how we make their lives easier. So we end up having a sticky connection with them and their struggles. It all goes back to the inbound idea. It's all about people and relationships. I love that quote because that they go back to everything they do. And now they have an online SaaS model for payment processing. So it's certainly a software online play, but the product driven by the customers and from their perspective, again, using technology in your product and in your systems, in every part of your business to deliver the best experience. That's the idea, right? Put your technology through that prism. Don't put your technology that you adopt through the prism of we made the accounting department happy, or we made the CEO happy, or we made the production manager happy. Put it through the prism of, are you making your customers happy?
Those days are long gone. I totally agree. My friend Sunira Madhani, right? Woo-hoo! I said that name 162 times when we did the audiobook, right? I'm a huge fan, right? And her entire culture and focus, right, is all about having good, easy-to-use technology so that you can have the fat family, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so can I go rant?
Go for your rant. I've been waiting for your rant.
This is the year, now is the time. The shortest Dan Tyer rant in the history of Dan Tyer rants. This is the year, now is the time. Don't screw around with this anymore. You've got to execute on simple technology to support one view of the client.
Yeah, and my truth for this episode is centralized view of the customer is an absolute must. You have to have insight into every part of the process for every person on your team if you want to be able to keep that customer happy and deliver that great experience. It's a requirement. Like Dan said, it's now. Figure it out. Find a way to get a centralized view of the customer so that you can deliver the experience people want. Okay, our three takeaways for today are, this doesn't have to be that hard. There's lots of off-the-shelf, best-in-class software and tools out there, certainly from things like HubSpot to Slack and on and on and on. There's tons of tools that will allow you to do this. Don't put your head in the sand. Go find them and get the best tools. There's a huge risk if you ignore this. Again, like we say, everybody wants to grow, but no one wants to change. This is one where if you're not doing it well, you have to change. You have to have systems and technologies that help you rather than hinder you. And then third, shop yourself. Said this before, but this is really critical. Put yourself in your customers, prospects, and even your employees' shoes and see how your technology impacts your team and customers. I'm sure that'll be an enlightening experience for all of you. All right. Our call to action today is go to inboundorganization.com. We've got our new assessment up there. We'd love to see you take it. We're adding some new functionality to that. You'll be able to download a report with all of your answers. Please check that out. That's at inboundorganization.com. And if you like Inbound to Grow, please go to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. And we very much appreciate your support. And our next episode is titled, What is an Inbound Operating System? And I'm Todd Hockenberry of Top Line Results.
Dan Tyer of HubSpot.
We want to thank you for listening. And remember, to do inbound, you must be inbound.